going to take a look at a very significant Hallel psalm, and that is a wonderful, wonderful psalm to study. Okay, so let's take a look at this, and we really. Because it's a very, very significant psalm, I'm going to split up into two portions of it all. And then we see how we can look at this idea of the Hallel, okay, which is essentially the idea of praise. Well, let's begin in prayer together. Our Father, we thank you for the challenge to understand your grace, your mercy in our life. Give us the humility of heart and of spirit to understand all these things and then to see how we can apply it into our life. We pray for your grace and for your wisdom. Encourage our hearts, we pray, and strengthen us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we take a look at Psalm 118 and see what we want to learn from here. Remember, the Hallel Psalms essentially teaches, they teach us how to give thanks to the Lord. Okay, so this is something that you want to think about. Okay, you want to come over here. Again here, so we're going to get the student pastor to come and share the things you have. Moses is going to reflect on some of the things he has learned as well. Okay, come on over.
A very good afternoon to everyone. Joy to be able to share some of the lessons that I've learned as we study the book of Psalms together, and want to take time to share about Psalm 116, the second part of Psalm 116 that we read about last week. And the second part, really, what we learned and the focus of last week's lesson was the need for appropriate responses as we looked at the Lord's goodness in our lives. And the Lord's goodness, the Lord's benefits are something that we can see in the circumstances of life, in the experiences of life. So this week, particularly, the pastoral team has been kept by the Lord as we went to minister, as we looked at the potential, the H1N1 problem there. Every day in the newspapers, the numbers kept adding, official numbers. We also thank God for His grace, for His strength, especially for Pastor, as he taught many, many hours a day. And for all of us as beneficiaries to really take time to learn the Word. And the Lord's benefits are truly something that are evident in our lives. And the psalmist spoke of appropriate responses, the need for appropriate responses. And there is a need because sometimes we don't respond to the Lord's goodness. Sometimes we don't know how to respond. And it is important to recognize that need to respond appropriately. And the psalmist shared of how it is good and it is right to respond. And in Psalm 116, the second part of it, the psalmist covered a number of responses that we could have. To take the cup of salvation, I will just read that to you. To take the cup of salvation, to call upon the name of the Lord, to make vows to the Lord, to be humble before the Lord in service, and to offer thanksgiving and worship. And this idea of the cup of salvation is something that I really appreciate. It speaks of how God has truly prepared for us, not just a cup of salvation in its fullness, and being saved is just the tip of this cup. There is so much more that goes beyond salvation that the Lord has prepared for us. This is something that I particularly appreciate as I recount an experience that I had a few weeks ago. So a few weeks ago, somebody came to church looking for help. In the past, we always directed them, okay, Pastor, direct them to Pastor, direct them to Pastor Mark, Pastor Mate. And this time, I had the opportunity to speak to this person, and he was drug. He was in prison and released for drug-related offenses, and he was seeking for help. and he was asking me about whether the church could provide him a place to stay, whether the church could help him find employment. And it was really a learning experience for me to present to him what the church really does, what we can do, what we don't do, how I could help him. Also, to exercise wisdom and discernment on my part as I listen to his story. Cannot fully know for sure what really is true and what is not. But he did show me some documents from the prison and so on and so forth. And he said that he was released, but he didn't want to go back to his friends. He didn't have family to help him, and he wanted to really make a living, right? Trying to make a living by himself and survive by himself. And it really reminded me that being delivered is just one part of it, and what we choose to do after that makes all the difference. And it is the same for us when we come before the Lord and we are saved by the Lord. Being forgiven and being saved from our sins is not the end. And there's so much more that the Lord has prepared for us. And, you know, this year at Easter, the message that we learned was from Hebrews 6:9, the things that accompany salvation. And there are things that God has planned for us. This cup of salvation in its fullness involves a new life, a new heart, a new spirit, a new mind. And we cannot just stop at being saved and forgo the things that God has prepared for us. And this is something that I seek to practice in my own life as I have been wonderfully saved by the Lord. I have also seen how he had continued that work of sanctification in me. He has given me this chance to be able to serve him in my humble way. And this is something that I want to practice. I read to you Psalm 16, verse 16. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. To respond in humility, to respond in service, and also to pursue and to experience this greater glimpse of the fullness of the cup of salvation that God has given to us, given to me. And so this is our encouragement as we reflect and review the second part of Psalm 16, is to let our lives be our way of response to the Lord. In our humility, in the humility in which we approach the Lord, in doing our part in service, it is our response for the Lord's benefits to all of us, to go beyond salvation, to keep growing deeper in our faith, in our knowledge of Him, in our service, and to really pursue the fullness of this cup of salvation that God has prepared for us. So I hope that my sharing has helped us remember some of the lessons that we learned at Psalm 16. On Psalm 16, and my joy to hand the time back to Pastor.
Something that we don't want to take for granted, the practice of it all. So I'm glad that they went to Myanmar to see for themselves what it means to serve under challenging circumstances. And just look at it. I think that is the challenge of it all. Okay? Now we come to Psalm 118. Okay? The idea of praise is a simple idea of giving of thanks. So I think this is really wonderful to learn how to give thanks, looking at life's many, many challenges. Right? And then tomorrow, we will be making some announcements about significant gifts that have come for the Lord to support the Lord's work. I think that is really, really significant. Again, you know, but our heart cannot but give thanks. Right? I mean, you see your little grandson and you know, you look at the medicine responding. The heart cannot but give thanks rather than not give thanks. And what is it? The mercy of the Lord. Right? This is something that we must learn, we must practice, and if we can do that, that would be really, really good to work on. So, giving of thanks. But watch this mercy comes up. Okay, 118 verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, verse 4. Key word is the word mercy. Was there fear in Myanmar? No. But mercy is very, very, very real. Okay? Monday, we're down there. Of course, going on there. It takes more than an hour to go from the airport to the hotel. Okay, more than an hour because it's really, really tough. And so what do? Okay, straight away, meeting there, reach there nearly 12. Okay, we can have the first meeting. We start and until the night. So you think that that's over? No, it's not. We have a night meeting with the pastoral team every night. My flare-up begin every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So every night was, have to anti-determine otherwise. It got worse in second night. Third night, I took 3 antihistamines until I couldn't sleep. So I literally paced up and down thousands of steps just can't sleep. And, the skin is really, really painful. It is burning. It is hot and all that. The next day, if I can manage 3 hours of sleep at night, I would be so thankful. And then all the way through, morning to night, literally from early morning to late at night. Wish you can just go and rest. Come. But what stands out? Mercy. Right? To sustain the ministry, to sustain health and strength for the day, to be kept from... You cannot tell, Lord, please make the full buck then direction. It's not going to happen. But we can look at life and say, this is the mercy of the Lord. I think that's one of them. Okay? Now, you see this word here, for His mercy endures forever. The word endures is actually not there. So the question is, why put it there? Because it explains it. Literally, the translation is, His mercy forever. That's what it means. So the idea of it all, so the, in the English text, to make it easier to understand, we say it endures. Literally can translate, His mercy is forever. Because He is good. He's good forever, His mercy endures forever. That's what it means. Okay, so these are the things that you want to thank God for. How can we learn to see the mercy of the Lord? I wish we can see His mercy lots clearer, lots better. So there was one of the missionaries, he came to me, and he said, Pastor, thank you. So I was, okay. Then she added something else. She says, my daughter can now walk. You know, I have 2 grandchildren, 2 little girls, and they can not just walk, they can run, they can swim, they can skate, they can do gym, they can do whatever. This one can barely walk. Well, I've forgotten that incident, actually. And I guess I didn't see him for a whole year. And then he came up to me and he says, see, this is how we give to people in need and all that. And all he said was, my daughter can walk. And he smiled. To me, that's good enough. He can walk. She can walk. And you look at it, what is it? It's the mercy of the Lord. We take for granted we can walk. This one could not walk. See, in Myanmar, most of the children either malaria or TB or both. A lot of times, from very, very young age, malaria or TB or both. That's it. So that is a great challenge for us to consider. What is it that sustains us all? Mercy. Right? I mean, this is something that we all take for granted, the mercy of the Lord. So I every morning I begin, Lord, I am going to need your strength for today. Okay, there are many things I need to teach. Obviously. Right? And I have to answer tons of questions outside the text, outside the notes, obviously. I have to deal with all kinds of situations. Standing up, my interpreter by the end of the week is so glad it's over. He could, and he's literally half my age. Right? 30-something years old, and that's all he is, and he is just grateful for each day. So every, because he can't be helped, he's going to stand up a whole day. If I stand, he cannot sit. Right? But so there he goes. And but you know, we're just so conscious. The challenge is to be conscious of the mercy of the Lord. I mean, if we understand truly, just say it. This is something that the people needed to learn. Let's take a look at the whole idea of the Lord. Okay? Obviously, the psalmist says, give thanks to the Lord. That is the word. Now he's trying to teach people, Israel, right? Let Israel now say. Why do you think he said that? Because we don't say it often enough. We don't say it, you know, deeply enough. We just don't say it as we should. Let Israel now say. Let the house of Aaron now say. Let those who fear the Lord now say. His mercy endures forever. So we've got four verses. Use it five times. We just don't know how to appreciate the mercy. Very often we think that we can make it on our own. We are there. And actually, it's not true. It's the mercy of the Lord. If only we can understand His mercy. It's not everybody who can say, let Israel now say. Right? I mean, it's very hard to go into 3 hours sleep, if you can get it at all. And then you look at it. And then next day, carry on the whole day through, morning till night. If the student pastors were not there, you think I'm telling you a story. But then you see you there, you begin to realize. So first day, Ben Kwa, he came up to me, he says, my face is pink. Yeah. I put blushes on the face. Of course not. It's just red because of the situation. So every night you say, wow, little mumps coming on the head. So literally I have to use steroid cream because if I don't, it will flare up even worse. But using flare up cream of the steroid kind, not wise because the skin can discolor very badly. So right, very briefly, you have to apply it, no other way. So what stands out? Mercy. Not my faith, not my strength, just the mercy of the Lord. Instead of speaking about ourselves, we speak of the mercy of the Lord. Right? I mean, this is important. How do we understand it? The mercy of the Lord. The challenge is to teach Israel, let's say, the mercy of the Lord endures forever. Okay, it's hard to teach a nation. Well, what about the house of Aaron? These are supposed to be priests. They should be able to say the mercy of the Lord, His mercy endures forever. Right? One of the hardest things to do is to teach priests. How do you teach them? One of the hardest challenges to teach, you know who the hardest group to teach? People who are teaching at seminary because they think they know it all. I've got all the degrees behind my name to say that I have it all. There was one young fellow. He is near China, India and Myanmar border. And the first day, he tells me, I come from a Bible school. I teach at a Bible school. I have a master's degree and so on and so forth. You know, people are asking me to be the pastor there. What do you think? So I kept quiet for a little bit and I said, you just learn, okay? The second day and the third day, he stopped saying. As he began to read the Lord's Word, just, I saw him wiping away the tears. Just tears came. It just, he's never been so moved like this before. Tears came. No longer, he says, Pastor, at the end of the week, I'm at crossroads, what should I do? I said, well, we could put you as a probationary person. What? I have a master's degree, you put me probationary? Yes. He says, well, thank you. Different. It is not a degree we want. Can you see the mercy of the Lord in your life? I mean, if we look at all our life, we cannot help but see the mercy of the Lord in our life. Right? Where is the mercy part of it? Emphasize once, two times, three times, four times, five times. Mercy of the Lord. Can we see mercy? That is the question. Right? I mean, this is something that we... So, one of our... you know, the pasang there, his wife, I asked him, how is she? See, straight away I think of George. Why? Because she had kidney stones in the kidney. Straight away I think, at least he's been, she had to do surgery. And it was really, really painful. Well, there we go. You really thank God for all these little real things that we often take for granted. Because, you know, in that country, wow, you would be in severe, severe pain. You don't know what to do. Mercy. I mean, sometimes we take for granted. There was another pastor down there, and he's been serving for quite a number of years now. And now the doctor told him, liver cancer, stage 4. So he asked, he says he would like to have some medicine. And it's not cheap there. Medicine, of course, Singapore is 10 times worse. Can you help? I said, yeah, of course. We can try help where we can. See, the mercy, he's already there, gone that way. Right? So then another one, 30-something years old, she's going to do a hysterectomy. And, you know, so everybody, the father-in-law was worried, the son was worried, this is a very major operation. Because they don't understand, you know, they all just, operation is everything the same. Tonsillitis also like that. Because operation means bad. Going to hospital means may die. So I said, no, that's not how you should look about it. Think, here is the mercy of the Lord. I said to me, I was telling her, you know what I'm worried about? Is after the surgery that I'm worried about, she become cranky. Yeah, hormone swings, mood swings, you all sorts of things. Hey, this is the one issue. They will not worry about that. I said, this, where were you? I will be worried about that. Not the surgery itself, the pretty straightforward thing. It's the other one that is a cranky person, that's even worse. Well, that's what we are seeing. Right? So these are important challenges that we must take a look at. At the end of it all, we just have to say, thank God for His. Let Israel now say, let the house of Aaron now say, let those who fear the Lord now say, His mercy endures forever. Is forever, endures forever, the same meaning. But there we go. I think it's mercy, thank God for His grace, for all things like that. I mean, seriously, don't you think we should really, really thank God? So I'm thankful I can still do all these things, given my age, given everything else, and they all told me, they always tell me, Pastor, I'm praying for you. May God give you a long life. I wonder what that means. You know, the idea is, they're always worried, Pastor, are you coming again? When are you coming again? Are you planning to come again? So I said, why? He said, yeah, but not everybody keeps coming all the time. But, well, as long as the mercy of the Lord is there, endures, I will try and keep coming. And I know, because it's selfish interest, you see, because you don't help us, we're dead. We don't know who else to help, because nobody else will help us like that. Well, let's say no, as the Lord enabled, so we'll just do what we can. But you see, the key word is mercy. Think, I always tell us, remember, this is the mercy of the Lord. So we need to teach people, can you see this? It's not gift from Singapore. It's not gift from me. That is not important. What should you see? The mercy of the Lord endures forever. Right? I think this is something that I, you know, so as I announce a gift tomorrow, I will simply say this. The mercy, let Israel now say, let the church now say. Right? His mercy endures forever. Right? I mean, this is important for us. So I want to encourage you. So if you want to become a person who praises the Lord more and more, think of the mercy of the Lord. And then you see, wow, the mercy of the Lord. I think so much to thank God for. Okay? So all the different categories, psalmist category, person, the Israel, Aaron, those who fear the Lord. If we fear the Lord and see the Lord's hand, what stands out? Mercy. Right? I mean, this is important. What stands out? And the word must be the word mercy. Okay? So this is something to note. Okay. Now here comes a testimony. And this is what we're getting Eugene and Moses to learn how to do this more and more of. What can we call upon? I call on the Lord in distress. Of course, the psalmist's distress is quite different from my own distress, but the answer is there. But you see, this is important. So there are times when there will be moments of distress. Right? So, something that we don't want to take for granted. What are the moments of distress? Well, of course, we have the nation surrounded me. Verse 11, they surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me. Well, this will give you an idea. In verse 13, you pushed me violently. So, there we go. So, there are people who are like that. And, right? So, that is his moment of distress. I like the phrase, you know, they surrounded me like bees. Wow. So, just imagine a hornet's nest, yeah, like bees. Wow, that is really, really, it's just really wonderful to see. Okay, but they were quenched like a fire of thorns. What is that? Nothing. Right? So, this is interesting. By the way, that's how they learn how to take care of bees, or we have hornets, bees. So this idea, how do you calm a whole nest of bees that are stirred up? You use fire. And you white fawns. Because if it's a big fire, you're even angrier. So what you do is you have little fawns, this skinny thing here, so that you actually have more smoke than you have a big actual fire. That it is a smoke that actually calms the bees. So all the sticking that all quench the idea is they're not so angry because they are really sleepy a bit, you know. So this is the ancient way in which many people learn also. How do you stop the bees from not? You don't use fire. The chances are they will fly around and sting you. So you use smoke, you know, just slowly, and then the bees a bit calmer, so they're not so keen on stinging. That's interesting to see how they actually deal with bees there. But, well, that's not the point. The point of it all is to look at how to see the mercy of the Lord. Don't get ahead of yourself, you know, thinking that we thank God for what it is. So sometimes we look at the food, you know. Okay, to the local people, to us, it's just food. But to the local people, wow, this is special. They to them is very special. To us in Singapore, we are, you still have to eat with them. You know, soup, I cannot recognize what kind of soup that is. What is this? So it's boiled to death, everything. Look at it. Things that you don't imagine can be called soup is served. Did you see the same thing here? What is this thing called? Never mind. You take it just like the local people. Yeah? If they give soup, we take the soup, whatever it is. Right? And the first lunch they had was, I thought, you know, they said they didn't want to order chicken because H1N1. Just in case they take the chicken, it's selling cheap, and then they serve on our table. So very wisely they say, no chicken. So they ordered beef instead. Hard lumps of rendang. You throw at anybody, the fellow faints, you know. Solid hard, isn't it? And you look at that, after the first piece, I think, thank you. No need to eat. So I didn't put on any weight because there wasn't very much to really, as it were, enjoy. What is the thought? Mercy. Because to the local people, this is good food. To look at it and say, nothing very, very much. But see, looking from their standpoint, wow, to them this is wonderful. We never have meals like that, you know, morning, noon and night. Wow, that was a very... So, but you see, you help people to understand and appreciate the whole idea of it all. See, the mercy of the Lord. If only we will look for the word mercy, it will help us a great deal. What is this mercy? We take for granted. We can drive. Among the whole lot, the only one person who drives, and that's a car from us, that's it. Right? There's no way you can afford a car that size. You know, it costs the local people to get a taxi. Small taxi, 2 million chap, that's their money. Right? So that's a lot of money. And then the bigger ones, 5 million. How are they going to... If they're going to charge, every time they charge, 5 million, and then one trip is about 6,000 chap or something like that. How are they going to put in all the zeros? So they'll work from morning to night. It is hard. So sometimes we hear of these reports of, you know, and this lady. See, there was one person who wanted to translate my books for me because she's very good in Burmese. Both of the books are translated into Chin language, not Burmese. In Burmese, all the local people don't have the required Burmese skill to actually translate into Burmese. So I asked, well, what happened to her? I was supposed to meet her. She said, the person said, oh, I can't see her this time. She's living in a shelter. He said, what's a shelter? He said, it's for wives who are battered wives. So I said, what happened? He said, well, the husband tried to choke her to death. Then so she had to run away for her life. And so she's living in a shelter, cannot be known, cannot be seen. Otherwise, if the husband finds out where she is, he will go and, murder her. What happened? I said, what is the husband doing? Taxi driver. You see the stress and the strain of having to pay, and they don't have the 5 million to have, for example. And so what do? They borrow from people. So to go in, you can't go to the bank. The bank won't lend you. You go to these money lenders, and so they pay between 3 to 5% a month. So 5% a month times 12 is 60% a year. Otherwise, you cannot get the money. So you just make. So I'm earning a little bit. I'm paying the person. Every month, first. Then I'm paying on the car. So I'm paying on the license. It is very hard. So sometimes they can't make it, or some days it's so bad. There's so many cars on the road. Every day is a jam. As in, you know, so if I have to leave for one place, I would usually, when I go to seminary to teach, this time was a camp, so I didn't. I have to leave very early in the morning to beat the traffic jam.
Otherwise, I got to pick the non-peak hours. Otherwise, it is very, very, very tough to get things done. Otherwise, 1.5 hours there, 1.5 hours back, 3 hours. That's a long time. Then you teach for another, by the time you come home, you're just zombified. Because then you're just conscious. The mercy of the Lord. So distress is there. Right? So what do we do in times of distress? The best thing is to call on the Lord. That is, call on the Lord. And the Lord answer. Well, this is Psalm 50. Call on me, the Lord said, and I will answer you. And I will answer you. Right? So, and you ask the Lord answers. What should we think about? We should think about the mercy of the Lord. Look at all the things which are. Look at the word. They all should spell the word mercy. Take a look. Okay? Answer to prayer. Is that not mercy? Yes. Because what did we do to have these things here? Nope. It's not there. Okay? The Lord on my side. Wow. On the Lord on our side. Now, we look at verse 6. Right? The Lord is for me. Wow. Not only, but the Lord is on our side. The Lord for me. Wow, that is wonderful. Verse 7. Okay? Can you see this? All these things simply would be to tell us the Lord is on our side. I mean, of course, it's good to be able to say we want to be on the Lord's side. How wonderful it is to say the Lord is on your side as well. And then you look at it, it's the mercy of the Lord. There's nothing wonderful about us for the Lord to be on our side. But He's there. The Lord is on our side. I think that is absolutely wonderful. Can you see this? Okay? So, he says, the Lord help me. Right? Verse 13. Help from God. Right? Then the Lord is my strength. Right? The Lord is my song. He is my salvation. Look at verse 13 and 14. Well, that's what we are looking at. So I think the real challenge is for us to look at the matter of how we can find the Lord real. And in the midst of all that God is to us, think one word, mercy. Right? So this is something that we need to think about very, very, very carefully. Okay, so that is something that we don't want to take for granted or in any way. All right, anything you want to raise up at all? You see, so when you think of all the things that the Lord has been for us, has He been our source of strength? Mercy. Has He been our deliverance, salvation? Mercy. Has the Lord been on our side? Mercy. Has the Lord heard our prayers and answered us? Mercy. All these things, just one word must stand out. Let that word be mercy. Now, that's how we spell the idea of mercy. And it is just absolutely marvelous. You see, when we give a testimony, that should be our focus. We want to testify. I think that the whole conference concluded. I was a man. He's just 47 years old. His name is called Coop. And there he is. He said that after the conference, he said, and I'm only a missionary. See, in our country, when you become a missionary, we think in terms of, wow, this person is doing a wonderful job as a missionary. Because we have Western idea of being a missionary. Okay, but in his context, a missionary is lower rank than a pastor. That's what it is. In other words, I don't have the knowledge, I don't have the wisdom, I don't have a thing here. I can never be ordained as a pastor. I'm only a missionary. Along the way, they ordain them anyway. So we got to undo some of those things here. So we have to ordain them as pastors instead. And there he is, serving the Lord, what is the color of the water in that region, this color? And this after distilled, after you boil it, water is this color. To me, these guys have gone through so much. At the end of it all, he says, I am just so greatly encouraged. Maybe I can be a pastor after all. You know, so that is a tremendous, challenging thought, that he was there and he is just with the people and serving the Lord where he is. I think that is wonderful. So he does his very best. He doesn't have a whole lot of knowledge, that to be sure. But there he is. He is trying his very best to serve the Lord. And in other words, they're very conscious of the fact that there is mercy. See, many of those people who are missionaries in those remote areas, many of them don't have a whole lot of chances, opportunities to go into anything. You see, so sometimes when we look at, we build little hostels along the way because, say, I come from this remote area. All we have there is a primary school. Either I stop there or I move on to the next city quite far away. My parents cannot help. What can I do? I come over here. Where do I stay? So what we do is to build churches there, of course. And then we build a little house there. We call it a hostel. And they're not very big places, depending upon the needs. Okay, so we build little hostels for them to stay. And there, they will be looked after by the pastor. He will be there. We call them missionary teachers there. They're there to teach them how to teach people, how to do school lessons. And then send them to school and then minister to them. And it is hard. And one of the things that must stand out to us must be the mercy of the Lord, the strength of the Lord, the help of the Lord. We can do little things like that. So we have actually quite a number of them that we build. Because things like, we think, what is this? But what else? What else can you do? You go to a remote place. What do you have? What can you offer? What is it that is there? Frankly, nothing. And what do you have at the end of the day? Just simply the mercy of the Lord. So the challenge is to get them to think about what they can have. And this is important. Right? To tell them the mercy of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord is there. And if it can be real, you know, the heart can give thanks. Why we can't give thanks as much? Because we don't see the hand of the Lord. We don't see His mercy so much. You know, you can get so used to poverty, you don't see it. You get so used to it. You know. We are so used to good food in Singapore. I mean, our hawker center food, anytime tastier. Right? I mean, they all probably miss a bit of hawker food. Today, come back to church for lunch, it's like, wow, this is real food. Because, you know, whatever it is, you know, well, thank God. And you think about it, you just learn how to look at the hand of the Lord, mercy of the Lord, you know, think that's Him, all right? So they're not worried about, you know, when they went down there, we tell them, okay, a few things. One, if you have a fever, let us know. Of course, they don't let me know. So one person was actually having a fever there, taking medicine and all that. Then he was found out. What are you doing? I'm not feeling so good. Why didn't you tell Pastor? Son. Because straight away, we isolate him. And actually a family. You know, he came, the daughter-in-law came, the son came, you know. So two of them were sent back. He cannot come because he had a fever. Had to go and see a doctor. But, you know, I said, don't worry about this. We'll take care of all the medical expenses too. Say, oh, okay. So they went. And they traveled very far places just to come. You know, literally, many of them traveled a day and a half just to be there and then go all the way back. You know, it's very, very harsh life. So to them, to think what it means to After must go toilet, must wash the thing. You see, it's such a novel idea. They all wanted to do it. So went to the toilet, came back, wow, put this. She's so happy. Yeah, so I see them standing down there in line, all waiting to... Because it's such a new idea. You know, those wash your hands, cleanser kind of a things here. They're so happy in those few days, everything used up. Yeah, but they were just so happy they can do that because they've never seen this before. What do you mean, must go and wash hands after toilet? So now, not only have to wash your hands after the toilet, before they come in, they must also use the thing. Wow, but this one was new, novel. They all enjoyed that. That I see them, you know, everything going on now, they come back without fail. Because I will see them, you see. So, and, you know, every day, they're so happy to do simple things like that. So, you know, you just have to teach them things like that. So you thank God for, so I told them, okay, no shaking hands. So nobody came to shake hands. Because you don't know where their hands were at the last moment. So we just no shaking about hands and everything else. So, but you know, they're willing to learn something. This is dangerous. This is, because every day I report to them, see, so probably people will die. This today, 3 people died. Next day, 2 people died. Next day, 1 person died. And so forth. Every day, and this is official count. Then you can see for yourself. They don't read, many of them don't read English. But I brought the newspaper for them. See? You can see one, or then one died. Two died. Okay, that's what it is. But, you know, as you look at the whole thing, you just cannot but simply say, thank God. Right? Really, really, really thank God for what He has shown to us, what He has given to us. His mercy, His strength, His help, His deliverance, and all these things here. So how should we think about all these things? Let's learn to say, this is the mercy of the Lord. What should we sing? I will not fear. That's why a lot of people, before I went out there, you know, Pastor, should you go? Of course, I will go. Why? Why let fear rule our life and ruin us? No, let's not do it. Let's not fear. What can men do to me or bugs? Right? You might say, Edward Bucks. The Lord is for me among those who help me. I shall see my desire on those who hate me. Better to trust in the Lord. Better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in God. See, this is what it is. So 8 and 9. The trust in the Lord must be there. Okay? So it's important for us to understand. How do we see this thing? In the name of the Lord. This is the whole idea that we must practice in the name of the Lord. Verse 10. Right? In the name of the Lord. We see in verse 12. Right? So as we look at all these things here, we ask ourselves, what is it all about? I think that is important. Okay, so how do we practice these things here? How do we cultivate a heart of thanksgiving? You must try. Okay, think mercy of the Lord. Think of all the things that we've gone through so much of our life. Was the Lord there with us? Was He our strength? Was He our help? Was He... The answer must be yes. And then what will come out from our heart? Sure thanksgiving. I think this is something that we cannot but really, really thank God for all these things here. Okay? Well, next week, we got a retreat on, so we don't have a program. But a week after that, we come back and how do we express this? I think that is important. Okay? So we really, really, really thank God. So I ask, sometimes when I talk to Albert and I say, how's business going? His is basically a one-man operation. But you know, on his own, of course he has got partners, I don't know. But you know, to see the Lord's hand helping to grow and develop, there you go. The mercy of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the help of the Lord, the strength of the Lord. Right? I mean, these are things that we cannot take for granted. Let's not take this for granted in any way, at any time. Thank God for all the things that He has given to us. Let's never take anything. If you take time to think of the mercy of the Lord in different expressions, the heart cannot but give thanks. Really, think about this. The heart can, it must learn to give thanks. That's why. That's what Hallel sang, Psalms are all about. To teach us how to say, let Israel now say, the mercy of the Lord endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, the mercy of the Lord endures. Let those who fear the Lord now say, the mercy of the Lord endures forever. And it's true. 44 years, let a Bethany now say, the mercy, His mercy endures forever. Right? We cannot but thank God for all these things. Yeah. The moment we stop seeing the mercy of the Lord, our own soul will begin to spiritually starve and then die. Right? So these are wonderful things that we should focus on, dwell on, speak of, and let the fear of the Lord be there at all times in our heart. So we thank God. No? It is the mercy of the Lord. It is the help of the Lord. It is the presence of the Lord. It is the strength of the Lord. It is the power of the Lord. Why do we speak of the mercy? Because we know on our own, by ourselves, no merit. It is simply the mercy of the Lord that sustains us. And I think that is something wonderful. So if you look at the end of, as we come to the anniversary, so we complete another year of ministry. Wow. Right? And we think of all the time, the strength of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord, sustaining. So last week was India, this present week is Myanmar. You know, you look at that, and then before that, and you just think about, then after that, this coming week, the retreat is coming on Friday and Saturday, and you just think of it and say, wow. Okay? Are there things that we want to share? Of course. Are there things we, really, really thank God? You know, sometimes, ENT person will say, sometimes the voice can become thin. So what happens? Then kind of help you. Wow. See, some people, the voices become weak along the way through whatever they are very, you just thank God that, so sometimes I cannot hear properly. Could you say, yeah, okay, you speak a bit louder and then you can hear a little bit better. Sometimes people know, I don't know what the fellow is talking about. And, you just look at it and you just thank God that you can be sustained to do the work of the Lord. So let's really thank God. I think the older we get, the more of the mercy we must see. Right? You take a look. We have been there, done that. If the Lord has not sustained us, we are sunk. But if the Lord has sustained us, why are we keeping quiet? Why are we not giving thanks to the Lord as we should? Right? So just think about this thing here, and may our hearts be able to say, let the house of Aaron now say, for those of us who are serving the Lord, let them now say, all Israel, Bethany, let all the people now say, His mercy endures forever. Can you see this? It can be just so exciting when we look at the mercy of the Lord in our life. Thank God for His mercy. And maybe, and please, if you want to say something as a testimony, please let me know. This is not reserved for the two of them. Okay? If they have something to say, they can. If they don't have anything to say, they don't have to. Don't force it out of it. It's real, it's there. Let Israel now say, really, really thank God and learn how to give thanks so much more than we are. Want to do. Okay? Well, let's pray and give thanks together. Father, we thank You for the joy in our heart because You are our God. Father, we just want to appreciate afresh Your mercy expressed in the strength, in the way You stood by us, for us. We just want to thank You so very much. We ask You to bless us. We continue to serve You. We pray that You would bless us as we
take time to ponder all the things that you've done for us in our life. May our hearts be able to give thanks and to give you the praise that is due, and to say we give thanks and to appreciate the mercy given to us. We pray for your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, well, let's give thanks to the Lord in the offering that we give.